you're listening to Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I'm your host, Charlotte Kniep. And you know, it seems like this time of year, when the weather gets a little warmer, the trees and the flowers start to bloom, and when we have Easter, people tend to think about new beginnings and what new life or untapped potential they have waiting inside of them, and what changes they might want to make to realize those blessings. And a big part of making positive changes in life depends on turning to Jesus Christ, asking Him for forgiveness for past mistakes, and also asking Him for the strength to forgive yourself and move on. Austin Pratt was recently featured in the Mormon Channel video series 12 Steps to Change, where he shared his story of overcoming a life of crime and alcohol addiction. And in his video, he shares how hard it was to get to a point where he could love himself and believe that he was capable of good. And he's here on the phone with us today from Arizona to talk about this. Thanks for being here, Austin.
No problem. My pleasure.
So tell us a little bit about how alcohol entered your lifestyle.
Alcohol was not my first interaction with addiction. It just that turned out to be the most damaging and destructive of all the ones that I gained. But I think I started at a younger age with pornography, and you know, as that guilt and that shame builds up for all the you're young, or maybe you're just blind to how these things are really going to turn out. When you get older, that stuff just kind of builds up, the negativity builds up, and you keep searching for something that is going to make you feel better. You know, it's going to make you feel all right, that you can get through the next day.
Eventually, I guess it came to a point where you knew that you needed help. Can you tell us about coming to that realization?
It wasn't the funnest moment of my life. My life was, I guess, falling apart around my ears at the time. My various addictions, alcohol included, had been in and out of jail. I had, you know, the wrong sort of people looking for me at the time. Yeah, I was on the verge of losing my fiance. I was on the verge of losing my truck, my house. Everything that I held dear in my life was on a precipice at the time. I don't know if I'd say I was lucky enough to see that I was coming to a point where I didn't know if I'd be able to come back from if I crossed and continued one more day doing what I was doing. Mm. And I remember getting down on my knees and crying and just begging for some kind of sign as to what I was supposed to do. And, you know, I had been going to church. I'd been working with the bishop, and I was still failing, and I didn't understand why. And, you know, so I kept working with my church leaders as I would try solutions and make steps towards coming out of the lifestyle that I was in. It would open up, you know, more avenues and more opportunities for people to come into my life that could help. And, you know, eventually I had someone from my church, who I knew fairly well. They showed up at my house and they brought somebody that, had been to those meetings. And, you know, I'd heard of the meetings from the bishop, but I didn't really think that it was for me, but I had somebody from my church show up. And he brought somebody that had been through the meetings, and he actually happened to be, you know, I put in quotations, happened to be going to one that night, and offered to take me and you know, go with me. And, you know, I remember at the time I did not want to go. You know, I wanted to, you know, continue on with my day, and I'm sure it was my prayer and the fact that God knew that in my heart I was willing to do whatever it took. I just needed to know what to do. And at that moment when that guy was asking me if I wanted to go with him that night, I had first immediately started looking for an excuse as why not to go.
Right.
And then something stopped me and I felt go with this guy. He's here for a reason. And I went, and you know, the rest is history.
And that was, of course, the classes you're referring to are the LDS Addiction Recovery Program. And then I remember you said in your video, you know, there's these 12 steps that you go through to get to a point where you can hopefully move on from this addiction. And you mentioned that in one of the steps, you need to sort of make this honest inventory about your life and kind of come to terms with the good qualities that you have and the bad qualities that you want to overcome. Why do you think that step and sort of forgiving yourself of these mistakes and believing that you could move on, why was that such a hard thing for you to do?
Well, I think it's kind of human nature to fear change. You get set in your ways. You do things over and over again. And it's hard to break habits. It's hard to break out of doing something that you've been doing over and over again. You get comfortable with those things. You get comfortable with the results, whether the results be good or bad. And, you know, in going through that inventory process and stripping away, you know, all the rigmarole and routine, you start seeing some of these actions for what they really are, and you know, very destructive. But you know, then on the other hand, you've got a lot of good qualities in you, and you don't see them that much because it's, you know, I feel like, again, human nature is to focus on the negative. You know, we always want to fix problems. We always want to find the problems and fix the problems instead of, you know, remember, hey, you know, you have a good heart, you're kind, but you don't ever think about those things because those aren't the things that need fixing. You know, those aren't the things that need work. So going through that process, I use the analogy that it's like making a map of your life. You start out innocent, you start out pure, and as you go through life, you pick up, you know, habits, you pick up, you know, learned responses to things. You maybe learned some things in school from your friends that weren't, you know, the best things to learn, or you know, from the TV or from the radio or from the music you're listening to. And, you know, along the way, after you've picked up some of these things end up leading you to, you know, bigger and darker and more dangerous habits and, you know, addictions. You forget why you started going down that path in the first place. And when you map it all out from beginning to end, the good and the bad, you can go back and kind of trace where you went off course. It shows where all those course deviations happened and how they ended up leading to greater course deviations. Whereas, you know, if you're just going along your life and addressing all the problems as they come, you're going to be going around in a circle, that vicious cycle that everybody knows about and talks about, because you're not going all the way back to the beginning and finding where it all went wrong from the beginning.
So if you don't make a positive change, then you could just keep swirling and swirling into even darker, more negative places where the addiction can take even a stronger hold on you. And I can understand that would be something that you feel a lot of shame about and a lot of guilt about, but how do you think the Savior helped you forgive yourself?
He sent people into my life that I worked with, that he made sure that I saw that I was loved. I was a loved son of God, first and foremost, and that he loved me no matter what I'd done. Then they proceeded to tell me and start to illuminate the things that I had overlooked in my life. Somebody in the position that I was in needs that. After years of, I mean, especially when you start trying to quit something and you figure out that you can't, it's depressing. It's demoralizing. You to come to the realization that you can't control yourself, that you can't control your actions at any given moment, that is not a reality that most people are willing to face, and it takes so much out of you. So for somebody to be willing to take their time and sit there with somebody like that, like me, and point out the good and the pure and the wholesome things about me that I had forgotten, that I had almost intentionally buried inside my mind. It's literally like turning a light on in a dark room. It's illuminating. I mean, it casts a light on everything that then is presented afterwards. All these other problems that we had and addictions that I had, I mean, all of a sudden, bad and mean-spirited and wrong, which is what you come to believe about yourself. Like, I'm worthless. I can't control myself. I keep doing these things that are hurting me and people around me. And why? What's wrong with me? Is there something wrong with me? Well, no. You're just a human. You're just a child of God that strayed off the path, and it's time to come home now. And you can do this. You just need to remember who you are, and that you are a good person, and that you're loved, and that you have love to give. And that once this is behind you, you're going to be able to share that love with all the people that are going through the same thing that you're going through right now. And to have somebody take the time out of their day and sit with you and listen and be willing to dig into your murky past and find those good things about you and bring them to light that's a miracle.
That's so beautiful. Thank you for sharing that, Austin, and thank you so much for taking the time to talk with us today.
Anytime, no problem.
If you haven't seen the beautiful video series 12 Steps to Change, and for more information on the LDS Addiction Recovery Program, you can visit mormonchannel.org/12steps. We really encourage you to view those videos and share them with family and friends who you feel like might be at a point in their lives where they could really use that information. And our quote of the day comes from Elder Anthony D. Perkins, a leader of the LDS Church in the first quorum of the 70. And he said, "Heavenly Father is not expecting you to become completely perfect in this life. He knew his children would make mistakes as they learned from experiences in mortality. But God so loved the world that his plan of happiness provided a merciful Savior. And Jesus said, 'I, the Lord, will forgive whom I will forgive, but of you it is required to forgive all men.' Start with yourself and forgive others as well. If God will not remember our repented of sins, then why should we? Avoid wasting time and energy reliving the past. To forgive yourself and others, you must trust the atonement of Jesus Christ. Our Father in heaven is saddened when we limit the power of his Son's atoning sacrifice. And as you exercise faith in Jesus Christ, you can have your guilt swept away." Thank you so much for listening today. Mormon Channel Daily is brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.